الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا. هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا. Almighty Allah discussing the incident that as these youth started practicing openly on their religion and people noticed that so many youth from our nation have disappeared and we no more see them amongst us, they are no more attending our functions, they are no more attending our gatherings, the parents are worried, the relatives are worried, where are these youth? The investigations were made, inquiries were made, until finally they were found and they were summoned in the court of this king who I mentioned whose name was Diqyanus and Jabbarun Anid, who was a very cruel person who did not believe in the oneness of Almighty Allah and instead he used to worship idols. In Bukhari Sharif in the second volume, Abu Raja Utaridi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was a Tabi'i, mentioned, he mentions his condition. He says, Kunna na'budu hajaran, we used to worship a stone. After Allah guided me to Iman, I realized how foolish I was and how insane I was that by prostrating before something which is man-made. Kunna na'budu hajaran, we used to worship a stone. فَلَمَّا وَجَدْنَا حَجَرًا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ أَلْقَيْنَاهُ وَأَخَذْنَا الْآخِرَ. When we found a stone that used to glitter more, had a better glow, was a more costly stone, a precious stone, we used to throw that god of ours away and say, now this god can no more help me. Now I found another god and this is another stone. Now this god will help me. So foolish it was. But when Almighty Allah guided me and Allah opened, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. Almighty Allah removed this veil because of which I was deprived of seeing the truth. And Allah made it manifest from me that being and Allah is only one. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. If there had to be more than one God, then Allah says there would have been evil and corruption. How can you prostrate to something which you have made with your own hands? With your own hands, Almighty Allah mentions that idol cannot harm or benefit itself. Where is it going to harm or benefit those people that are prostrating before it? That is why on the day of Qiyamah, إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابِ. That those people that used to worship the idols, those very same idols who speak that, oh Allah, we had not commanded them to worship us because we had nothing to do with them. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا. Those that used to worship the prophets of Allah, whether it be Jesus, who is Isa alayhi salam, whether it be Uzair alayhi salam, or any Nabi for that matter, those that used to worship those prophets, the Quran explains that when they will come in front of Almighty Allah, then these prophets will make it clear that, oh Allah, we came to invite them towards you and we did not command them to worship us, oh Allah, so we have nothing to do with them. It will be on this occasion that all the followers will give up hope and they will say, oh Allah, they will turn to these people and say that we put our trust in you, why aren't you assisting us? So Abu Raja Utaridi Rahmatullah Ali mentions that I praise Almighty Allah. لَوْلَ اللَّهُ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا. Like it comes in the hadith, had it not been for Allah, then we wouldn't have known who is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the kalam of Allah, what is Friday, what is Ramadan, what is Hajj, what is Umrah, what is Arafat, what is Jannat, what is Jahannam. We wouldn't have been aware of none of these things. But it's indeed the mercy of Almighty Allah that He has guided us to this unique religion via which He has explained everything in detail from birth to death in the Quran Kareem. Allah mentioned, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. We relate to thee the story in truth. In other words, this is direct from Almighty Allah. So O listeners, O Mukhatabeen, that is addressing you and I, there isn't a shadow of doubt. This is more genuine information than an eyewitness. This is from Almighty Allah, direct from Him, via His Nabi. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. What is the story regarding whom? Allah mentioned إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. Verily, it was nothing other than youth who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. Subhanallah, Almighty Allah is boasting about youth. What a great sign it is, and it is very consoling for our youth. Many a times we feel we are under the impression that only that person can be what we would say buzruk, is a person that is old, he can't walk properly, he's got a stick in his hand, he's got one khadim, one servant on his right, one on the left, only he can be a pious person. No, the Quran is speaking about who? Youngsters, fit yatim, the plural of fata, that means nothing other than youth. Like Almighty Allah mentions regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that when it was disliked to him, when he could not withstand the evil of idol worship in his nation and his society, what did they say? The people of that clan mentioned, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَى قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَىٰن يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We heard of one youth who discusses our idols and he speaks ill of them. Who was he? Fata, who was a young boy in his youth. From that very same time, the disinclination and the dislike for kufr and shirk was there already. Likewise, these youth, Almighty Allah is bragging and Allah is boasting about them, and Allah speaks about them in the Quran. You and I are remembering them how many thousands of years after their demise, and their name will be remembered in the Hasya of Jalalain, the name of all these people, those Ashabi Kahf, those that took shelter in the cave, has been written, and the ulama have written great virtues of these names also, that if these names will be read on certain occasions, then the benefit of these names, how the help of Allah will come, because these were those people who had handed themselves over to the deen of Allah. Just as we feel honored to keep the name of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, radiyallahu anhum wa arda, Ali, radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Likewise, these were great people and these were learned scholars of Islam. Allah is boasting about them, and it is an eye-opener for our youth out there that if we will also be obedient to Allah and we will also spend our youth in the obedience of Almighty Allah, then Almighty Allah will also give us izzat and Allah will also give us honor, like how Allah has honored these people. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا. But what was the exceptional quality that was found in them? There were many youth that were prevalent in that time. Why does Allah highlight the incident of these youth? The first thing Allah mentions, Amanu, they brought Iman. This was the differentiating factor between them and the other youth. There are many of our friends who will be honored by Almighty Allah. The Quran is teaching us, first quality is Iman. Bi Rabbihim, on the Zat of Almighty Allah. Then when they brought Iman and then they dua to Almighty Allah and they placed their trust in Allah, Wazidnahum Huda, then Allah says, we increase them in guidance. Because of course, everything only happens through the will and the power and the decision of Almighty Allah. Now the unique thing that the Quran speaks about is, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So as they started worshiping Allah, this was disliked by that particular ruler because he did not believe in the oneness of Allah. And when he was informed that so-and-so in your kingdom does not accept you or does not accept the gods as their Lord, and they are worshipping, prostrating to someone else, so he ordered that they should be summoned, and all of them were brought in the court. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in one hadith, "Afdalul jihad kalimatu haqqin 'inda sultanin ja'ir," or kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim, that the greatest form of jihad, the greatest form of jihad, that is to uphold Islam and to promote Islam. Afdalul jihad kalimatu haqqin, to speak the truth, that is to speak what is correct, inda sultanin ja'irin, in front of a cruel ruler. It is not easy, because at the same time, if you're going to speak the truth, then it is a question of your life is at stake. So considering the two, only that man who has genuine iman at that time will he utter the truth. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We find many a time, what is our condition? If perchance we, at some country, at the airport, there is some problem. Why? Because we have been recognized as Muslims. So we try and conceal our Islam. Why? So that we can get the boarding pass. So that we don't have to pay duty. Now place, this is just some material gain. What about those people who recognize and announce the greatness of Almighty Allah in front of this cruel person, although it was a question of their life and death, but because Iman was more valuable, Allah loved this action of theirs so much that they are so genuine, they are so true, they are so sincere that even if it meant their life, they were ready to give that life. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا. Allah says, we gave strength to their hearts. We gave them that imani power and we strengthened them. When? إِذْ قَامُوا. When they stood in front of this king. فَقَالُوا. When it was questioned to them, who is your Lord and who do you worship? Before whom do you prostrate? So they mentioned together unanimously. فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. My Allah, your Allah, the Allah of all your subordinates, the Allah of your family, your relatives, your parents, your grandparents, the Allah of the skies, the earth, the one that regulates the affairs of the heavens and the earth, the creator, the nourisher, the sustainer, the controller, the maker, the breaker, everything is in his hand, everything is in his power. Whatever he decides will happen. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَدَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Whatever Allah decides, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم told Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه that remember, if the entire ummah decides to benefit you and Allah has not written that for you, only that will happen what Allah has written. يَا عَبْدِي أَنْتَ تُرِيدُ وَأَنَا أُرِيدُ وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدُ فَإِنْ سَلَّمْتَنِي فِي مَا أُرِيدُ كَفَيْتُكَ فِي مَا تُرِيدُ. Oh my servant, what one is your desire and one is my desire. Remember, only that will happen which I desire. So they spoke about the greatness of Almighty Allah, not worried about their lives, immaterial way they were standing, in front of the king, not bothered about his. They spoke about the greatness of Almighty Allah. And Allah said, they took the first step, the balance came from Allah. Allah gave them that courage and Allah gave them that himmat and Allah made the right word come out on their tongue. Otherwise they themselves were struck that how can you make such a statement in front of such a person? رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And O king, open your ears and listen attentively. And let it be clear to you. Let it be known to you. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا. Allah's qasam, the sky can collapse, the earth can split. We will never ascribe partners with Allah. If you want to burn us, you can burn us. If you want to cut us into bits and pieces, you can cut us into bits and pieces. We will never ascribe partners with Allah. When the magicians in the era of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِرِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When they seen that when Musa alayhi salatu was salam dropped his stick, this was no magician, this was no magic. At once they realized that this was the power of Almighty Allah. This was a miracle, this was a mu'jiza, which is there to confirm the nabuwat of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Immediately they brought iman on Musa alayhi salatu was salam. What did they mention? Amanna bi Rabbil Alameen. We brought iman on the Lord of all the world. Rabbi Musa wa Harun. The Lord of Musa and Harun. What did Fir'aun mention? Qala amantum lahu qabla an aadhana lakum. Are you bringing iman prior to me giving you permission? Innahu lakabirukum alladhi allamakum as-sihr. Looks like he has taught you to do all this. فَلَنْقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. I will cut your right hand and I will cut your left leg. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ. And I will crucify you and I will hang you in the trees so that every person can see. Whoever will deny, whoever will not accept Fir'aun as his God and as his Lord, that will be his abode. Everyone must witness this. What did these people mention, respected listeners? Those people, when it enters iman, when the sweetness of iman enters the depth of the heart and the proclamation is made from the recesses of this heart, then these are the statements that come down from a genuine believer in front of whom iman means everything. What did they mention to Fir'aun? They mentioned to him, تَقْضِي مَا أَنْتَ قَاض إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Inna amanna bi rabbina liyaghfira lana khatayana wa ma akrahtana alayhi min as-sihr wallahu khayrun wa abqa. Oh Fir'aun, do what you want to do. You want to cut our right hand, cut our left leg. You want to cut us into bits and pieces. You want to hang us on the trees. Do what you want to. The most you can do is, as long as there is a soul in my body, let it be known to you. After the soul has departed, I'm in the care of Allah. And even in the dunya, I'm in the care of Allah. After I leave this world, you can do no harm for me. Allah has prepared paradise for me. I bring iman on the Lord of Musa alayhi salam. And I take the oath of the being whose control is my life. No amount of difficulties, no amount of hardships, no amount of problems will stop me from bringing iman on Allah. When Nabi Kareem Sa'asim started this mission of da'wah and inviting towards Almighty Allah, which was disliked by his nation because people were accepting his message, so they came to him and they offered him. They told him, إِن كُنْتَ إِنَّمَا جِئِتَ بِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ مَالًا. If you want via this mission wealth, جمعنا لك من أموالنا حتى تكون أكثرنا مالا. We will gather all our wealth and we will give it to you so that you can become the wealthiest person. وإن كنت تريد به شرفا فوضناك عليه. وإن كنت تريد به ملكا ملكناك عليه. And if you want kingdom, then we will make you our leader. حتى لا نقطع أمرا دونك. That the final decision will come from you. If you want woman, we will gather the beautiful woman of Arabia and we will perform the nikah and the marriage to you. How many women we want, we will give it to you. But leave this mission. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, لو وضع الشمس في يميني والقمر في يساري على أن أترك هذا الدين ما تركته حتى يظهره الله تعالى أو أغلب فيه أو كما قال. That if these people have to place the sun in my right hand, if these people have to place the sun in my right hand, in other words, they have to place all the difficulties and the hardships and the problems and the trials and the tribulations, and on the other hand, they have to put the moon in my hand, that is ease and comfort, because it's cool, it brings light and it gives ease and comfort. So if they put the moon in my left hand, على أن أتركه, so that I can leave inviting towards Allah, Allah's qasam, I will never leave this mission. Either in the process my grave will be made or the deen of Allah will prevail. But it is impossible for Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wa taslim to leave this deen, to leave that mission for which Almighty Allah has sent him. Likewise, respected listeners, let us learn from this. It is not only there for us to read this incident. When we are confronted with such a situation, Almighty Allah mentions, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدْرًا فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. That if you are gun-pointed and someone says, deny the oneness of Allah, and you don't deny the oneness of Allah, and in front of you, while the gun is at your head, and you say, I believe in the oneness of Allah, if you want to blast the bullet, blast the bullet. It comes in the hadith that such a person will die as a martyr. وَلَا تَخْشَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Almighty Allah has prepared great, great reward and thawab for him in Jannah. These people stood in front of the king. لَمْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. Let it be known to you, we will never ascribe partners with Allah. Immaterial, what problems you want to bring in front of us? When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave da'wah to Fir'aun, قال فرعون وما رب العالمين. قال فرعون وما رب العالمين. Fir'aun asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you are speaking of this Allah. Who is this Allah? He's the creator of the skies and the earth. Let me see, describe this Allah to me. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, قال فرعون وما رب العالمين. قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين. Ya Allah, the Allah of the skies and the earth. Believe him, he is the one Allah. There is no one else other than that Allah. Why Fir'aun said, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your Allah. So Fir'aun mentioned to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Musa alayhi salam mentioned this to him, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ وَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Look at this Musa, what he's saying. You know that I am the Lord and he's coming and tell me of something else. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fired another bullet. قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Never mind them to listen. I'm telling you, your Allah, the Allah of the east, the west, the sky, the earth, the oceans, the river, the lake, the Allah from Adam alayhi salam till the last person, the one, the creator of Jannah, Jahannam, the controller, the nicer of everything. Fir'aun, what you want to do, you can do. The help of Allah is with me. Allahu Akbar. So likewise, respected listeners, these people, they stood, لَقَدْ لَمْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَاهَا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذَنْ شَتَطَ. If we will ascribe partners to Allah, then we have committed a very great crime which cannot be accepted and which cannot be tolerated by us. Come what may. Whatever you want to do, you can do. So he threatened them and he said that remove the outfit that they have, remove it. They said, no problem. It's not that we haven't accepted you as our sustainer, that is going to bring problems to us. Today, respected listeners, our condition is what they say, Razi to yaad rahe, lekin Razzaq ko to bhool gaye. We have remembered sustenance, but we have forgotten the sustainer. They forgot the sustenance, but they did not forget the sustainer. Food can come. Whatever Allah has prepared will happen, but we'll never forget our sustainer. Rozi to yaad rahi, lekin Razzaq ko to bhool gaya. We forgot Almighty Allah, the provider and the sustainer. The yaqeen was on Almighty Allah at all times. The trust was on Almighty Allah. So, لَمْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَاهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذَنْ شَتَطَ. We will not ascribe partners to Almighty Allah. Now you are free to do what you want to. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that He gives us the tawfiq and the ability, and He gives us a glimpse of that very same iman, that at all times iman must dictate and imani power must come in front, and to adopt that principle and that frame of mind that the deen of Allah is not flexible. Everything other than the deen of Allah is flexible. I can change this commitment and I can take my son tomorrow and I can take my wife the next day. But what is the deen of Allah will come first. Immaterial, if it means at the time of zakat, we can extend our house some other time, we can buy a car some other time, I'll take the children for a vacation some other time. But when it is the time for zakat, first I will discharge my zakat. Immaterial, what happens? The Quran is teaching us this very same great lesson, that look at these youth, I'm addressing my youth out there. What must have been the strength of that Imani power, that today, unfortunately, we have to mention that after being Muslims for 30 or 40 years, we still can't make the statement that those magicians made immediately after bringing Iman. They brought Iman and 5 seconds later they mentioned to Fir'aun, oh Fir'aun, torture us as much as you want to, we'll never part from Iman. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that in that sajda, when they fell into sajda, Almighty Allah showed them Jannat and Jahannam. So in 5 seconds, what must have, how the Iman, the level of the Iman rose, that they said, oh Fir'aun, do what you want to. After being Muslim for 30 and 40 years, if a slight problem comes our way, a slight difficulty comes our way, which is there for some good, مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Allah says, whatever problem comes your way, or whatever good comes your way, has been written. So when you have understood, so when the good comes, you won't boast about it because you know Allah has written it. And when the problem comes, you won't question the authority of Allah because you know Allah has written it. May Allah give us this very same Iman, or a glimpse of that Iman, that steadfastness, and may Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability that at all times we keep in front of us. We keep Iman in front of us. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. لا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. Almighty Allah is discussing the statement that those youth made in front of the king, continuing with that which we discussed yesterday. Further they narrate to the king and they mention to him after they announce before him their own faith, and they mention that they will not ascribe partners with Almighty Allah under any circumstances. Then they did not make a stop here, one step ahead. Why? This is what happens when Iman enters into a person, and once he only has the fear of Allah, then he doesn't fear any superpower of this dunya, whether it means Fir'aun, Qarun or Haman. So clearly he mentions before them, هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة. O King, logically speaking, you very well know that yourself and all the other followers of yours and the people of our nation, they have taken for worship God other than Allah. Well enough, fair enough, you have accepted this. لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين. Why do they not bring forward an authority, clear and convincing for what they do? We say that Allah is the creator, we prove it to you, we say that Allah regulates the affairs of the heavens and the earth, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in front of Namrud. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ. Ibrahim alayhi salam told Namrud that Allah is my Lord, is that one who gives life and causes death. So this king, foolish Namrud, he says that I can also do the very same thing. And a person that was given a death penalty, he set him free and he says, I gave him life. He was supposed to die, but I let him free. So foolish. And another person who was innocent, he beheaded him and he says, now I gave death. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, wait, I know what is your answer. He mentions, my Allah is that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. that causes the sun to rise from the east and set in the west, why don't you cause the sun to rise from the west and set in the east? You are controlling everything and you are doing. The Quran mentions, Sabuhu talladhi kafar, what could he do? Where can he ever cause the sun to rise from the west and set in the east? So likewise, these youth mentioned to the king, logically speaking, we have given you sufficient proof regarding Almighty Allah, that Allah in His control is everything. Since you say that we must worship these gods and these idols, prove to us, give us such evidence that can convince us and can enable us to accept that that is the truth. If you can give us, logically speaking, you can reason and you can explain to us, perhaps we can accept. Of course, they knew that it was impossible because there was only being. But speaking to them in such a intelligent, in such a wise manner, they presented this whole thing before the king. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. Like Ibn Kathir Rahmatullah Alayhi writes in his tafsir, explaining this very same thing, he says, هَلَّا أَقَامُوا عَلَىٰ صُحَّةِ مَا ذَهَبُوا إِلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا وَاضِحًا صَحِيحًا. Give us such a proof and such a dalil, such a burhan, such a hujjah that can clearly explain to the most ignorant person that this is your God. Why? Because so and so reason. Because he does this and he can do this and he has did this. He has done this. If you can prove that, we will accept it. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. Thereafter they mention, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And if you cannot give a proof, and indeed you cannot, then there is no person that is more astray than that person who attributes a lie to Allah, who attributes a partner to Allah, and who ends in the kingdom of Almighty Allah someone else, although he is not there. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. In other words, O King, you are the most astray person. You might be ruling over this place, and you might have the wealth of this dunya, but remember, in the eyes of Allah, you are completely astray. Why? Because you have been deprived of divine guidance. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Fearly they spoke. They feared none, only Almighty Allah. Respected listeners, if you and I will inculcate and adopt within us the fear of Almighty Allah, then Allah's qasam, we will fear no one. But because we don't fear Allah, we are fearing everyone. Rather, let us put our yaqeen in one Allah. Like Allah mentioned, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا رَجُلًا فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. One person is that who has five bosses, and the other one is that who has only one. Allah says, can both of them be equal? No, the one that has five bosses, the one will tell him 2 o'clock, you must come clean my car. The other one is going to tell him 2 o'clock, you must come clean my house. The other one is going to tell him 2 o'clock, you must come clean my garden. So where does he go 2 o'clock? And the other one has only one person to obey, that is one boss. So he can only be at one time, he can be at one place. Likewise, Almighty Allah says that that person who believes in 300 gods and death and death, how foolish, and compare him to that person who has to prostrate before one being only, and that is Allah. Let us prostrate before Allah and put our yaqeen in Allah. We will see that Almighty Allah will remove the fear that we have for everyone. That will only be done if we inculcate within us the fear of Almighty Allah. So Allah now mentions that when they mention this whole story, everyone witnessed this. The parents of these children are also there. What can they do? Everyone is silent. Now Almighty Allah's qudrat comes into action. Why? Because they have placed their trust in Allah, and this statement and this danger that they had to undergo was for the deen of Almighty Allah. So now see how Allah rewards and how Allah compensates them. Allah mentioned, وَإِذَا اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْصُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. When they turn away from them and the things that they worship, in other words, when they left these people, they left the king and they left all the idol worship, and they presented the truth. It was their responsibility to explain the truth. They conveyed the message. وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ. And they were worshipping إِلَّا اللَّهِ, none other than Allah. فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. To take shelter in a cave. And like it comes in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Bukhari Sharif in the first volume, يُوشَكُ أَن يَكُونَ خَيْرُ مَالِ أَحَدِكُمْ غنم يتبع بها شعف الجبال ومواقع القطر يفر بدينه من الفتن. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a time will come on my ummah, such difficulties and hardships will come, الصابر على دينه كالقابض على الجمر, that to hold on to deen will be to hold onto fire. So what will happen at that time? أن يكون خير مال أحدكم, what will be good for a person, غنم, some sheep, some cattle, and to go away in some remote place, يتبع بها شعف الجبال, to find himself on remote place wherein he can stay there, attend to his needs and necessities. Of course he'll have some cattle which will be easy for him, and Almighty Allah will of course give him rain. يفر بدينه من الفتن, he will have to leave, staying with people, not because business is bad or for any other reason, just to protect his deen he'll have to do this. So in the light of this very same hadith, these people, of course this was prior to the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they also took shelter in one cave. Now Almighty Allah, see how Allah rewards them. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ, Allah will shower his mercies upon you. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا, and Allah will dispose of your affair towards comfort and ease. In other words, Allah will even everything for you. You are leaving your family. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left his family, and he mentioned to his father that I am leaving you because you don't want to accept my message, and everyone in this nation is ascribing partners to Allah, so he leaves his family. And his father also mentioned to him that I will pelt you to death. He leaves in this condition. سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا وأعتذركم وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي. I'm leaving you and I worship Almighty Allah. أعتذركم وما, whatever you are worshiping, I leave your beliefs, and I'm leaving you and I'm going away, I'm going to worship Almighty Allah. When he left, he was alone. The separation was on the deen of Allah. Thereafter Almighty Allah blessed him with so many children, as I have discussed before, that Allah made prophethood in his generation, that he was the Nabi of Allah, his son, his grandson, and his great-grandson also. Allah rewarded his steadfastness, that when he left, he needed company because he had to part from his own family. So Allah rewarded him with children, and not ordinary children, children of such a caliber that the Quran speaks about every son of his, of course, because they were the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And Almighty Allah rewards him that Allah has made it incumbent on the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we send durood and salawat and salutations on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, send your blessings and your salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as you send it on your servant Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Oh Allah, have mercy just as you had mercy on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So this is how Almighty Allah rewarded the steadfastness of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Likewise, as these people, they take shelter into this cave, Almighty Allah makes the arrangement. First, as we mentioned, that Allah makes it possible for them to sleep for 3 centuries with no food, without a muscle of food, without a sip of water, and hidden in the cave. Now see how the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. And we mentioned, وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا, Allah will ease and everything and bring comfort your way. And Allah will bring everything easy for you. So how does Allah make it happen? وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ. You would have seen, O Nabi of Allah, that when the sun used to rise, declining to the right from the cave, and when it set, turning away to the left. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ, while they lay in the open space in the midst of the cave. Allah had made it such that they were in such a way in the cave that there was sufficient air coming in which enabled them to breathe. Now Allah makes additional provisions that in the morning also when the sun used to rise, then the rays of the sun never used to knock them. We find when a person is sleeping and suddenly the sun, the rays falls in his eyes. He gets up, disturbs his sleep. It's upsetting. Why? He gets up groggy, the sun is in his eyes. It's difficult for him to sleep. So he closes the curtain or whatever the case may be. Almighty Allah made such arrangements and such provisions for them that when they used to sleep, sunrise or sunset, the sun never used to bother them at all. Then they were in such a place that no one used to come near them. They needed no water, they needed no food. There was sufficient air, no light used to disturb them, no sun used to disturb them, even there, so no rain used to disturb them. It was there, no person used to come there, no animal used to come. Why? They placed their trust on Almighty Allah. So Allah took the care and Allah took the responsibility in totality, that Allah attended to every need of them, even if it means to the minute destruction of the sun. That also Almighty Allah made such arrangements that even the sun did not bother them. And for 300 years, for three centuries, they used to sleep and they used to turn to the right and they used to turn to the left. Why? Otherwise the ulama had written, if they had to only sleep in one position, then the insects would come and bite on them and the insects would eat on them. The insects would take it for granted that these people are diseased and these are dead bodies. So Allah used to make it such that the malaika used to come and they actually used to turn their postures so that no insect could eat on them. The sun could not distract them. They didn't need water. They didn't need air. Subhanallah, this is the manner how Allah attends to the needs of those people who place their trust and place their yaqeen and place their tawakkul in Allah and who tolerate the separation of the near and dear ones for none other than Allah, for the protection of the deen. So Almighty Allah, addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions, O Nabi of Allah, you have to see the scene, how I made this arrangement, and how I seen to everything. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَذَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ. And they were in the center, they were not being disturbed by anything. Allah mentioned, why did I do this? What is this there for? ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. These are the open signs of Almighty Allah. These are clear signs of Almighty Allah for a man to sleep for so many years. And then the malaika makes him turn. No one disturbs him. No one comes and visits him. His body doesn't rot. All of them together for centuries. No medication. How is this possible? ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. This is from among the signs of Allah. There is nothing that is impossible for Almighty Allah. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Subhanallah, how beautiful the Quran is. But immediately after this, what does Allah say? The question might come to mind that these are from the signs of Allah. It is so clear, then how is it possible for a man that he still doesn't believe? These are from the signs of Allah. We are discussing the incident, such a miraculous incident of a person or a group of people rather sleeping for three centuries. This is such a great sign. It is easy and clear for a person to bring Iman on that power that makes this come into existence. So why is it that every person doesn't bring Iman then? مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Allah says, those who Allah guide, only they receive guidance. Only with whom Allah's help is, only they have this understanding. And مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. But he whom Allah leaves astray, not he who Allah takes him astray, that person who goes astray and then Allah leaves him astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. You will not find any protector or any guider or any reformer to bring him on the correct path. If, respected listeners, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the effort, and those people like Abu Jahl and his company, they were among those people who seen the Quran been revealed. They actually seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam born and bred in the holy lands of Makkah and Medina. Then too they were deprived of this Iman. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. That person who Allah leaves astray. Then even listening to the words of Allah from the Mubarak lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. Then too you cannot guide them. So after mentioning such a great incident of the Quran, and the Quran is still discussing it. Furthermore, which we'll discuss inshallah later in the next lesson, Almighty Allah still explains His mercy and His rahmat and His bounties and His favors upon these people, how one after the other it came. Allah in the next ruku also discusses the very same thing. So clear signs how Allah's help came to these people. Then too, if a person doesn't open his eyes and he doesn't accept this from Allah and he is not blessed with guidance, then we can فَكَيْفَ عَاسَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. How can we lament and mourn over such a nation who refuses and denies to believe? Respected listeners, we should question ourselves at this juncture and ask ourselves that what has happened to our heart, that unfortunately no amount of advice, no amount of Quran, No amount of advice and wasiyat and nasihat is penetrating in this heart of mine. Ramadan after Ramadan, Hajj after Hajj, Umrah after Umrah, Friday after Friday, why is it that there is no change coming? Is it that my heart has been sealed? If that is the condition, then I have to make serious worry and I have to immediately make some effort to reform this heart of mine. Like Allah mentions regarding the disbelievers, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. Allah says, if we have to reveal, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, we have to send down the malaika from the skies. وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى, and the deceased stand up from the graves and they start speaking to these people. وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا, and we place paradise and hell in front of them. مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا, then too they will find some flaws and some deficiency and they will take up some excuse. What will they say? لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا, someone has made black magic and jadu over us. We are not seeing Jannat, but someone has made jadu. That is why we have been made to see Jannat, although Jannat is not present. This is what they will utter. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that He give us the ability from this lesson that we are discussing, and every lesson of the Quran, it is there and it is sufficient proof for us to recognize our Creator. May Allah give us the ability that He make us amongst those people who, after listening to the Quran, after listening to the Hadith, like Almighty Allah mentions in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, those who listen to the verses of Allah and they follow what Allah has made incumbent, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, these are those people that have been guided by Allah, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and these are the intelligent people. In Bukhari Sharif, in the first volume, there is one hadith under the chapter بَابٌ الْمَعَاصِي مِنْ أَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. One person mentions, لَقِيتُ أَبَا ذَرٍ بِالرَّبْثَ وَعَلَيْهِ حلة وعلى غلامه حلة. I met Abu Dharr Ghaffari رضي الله عنه, and I noticed he had a full outfit, that is إزار ورداء, and I noticed that his slave had a similar outfit, which was something unusual, that the master and the slave one outfit. So I asked him, oh Abu Dharr, what is this? So he says أيرته بأمه, I spoke bad and I criticized his mother. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم told me, يا أبا ذر أيرته بأمه, إنك امرء فيك جاهلية. Oh Abu Dharr, you brought Iman, but looks like the bad habit of the age of darkness is still within you. Those evil qualities of the age of darkness is still within you. That is to criticize someone's mother. These are your brothers. فمن كانت أخوه تحت يده, that person who finds that one of his Muslim brothers are working for him, or anyone for that matter, how should he treat his subject? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَلْيُطْعُمْهُ مِمَّا يَأْكُلْ, feed him from that which you eat. وَلْيُلْبِسْهُ مِمَّا يَلْبَسْ, make him wear the very same clothing that you wear. And وَلَا تُكَلِّفُوهُمْ, don't give him such work to do which he cannot do. فَإِنْ كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ فَأَعِينُوهُمْ, if you have given him a task, something to carry which is very heavy, then assist him in carrying that. Immediately after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, since then myself and my slave, we wear one outfit. May Allah make us among those people that after listening to the verses of the Quran and the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we respond to it. And may Almighty Allah give us the very same zeal of these very same youth that gave preference and priority to the deen of Almighty Allah. And then after, respected listeners, hand over to Allah how Allah arranged for them and how Allah attended to their needs. Almighty Allah will make us, Allah will attend to our needs also. May Allah make us among the guided servants in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.